Café Rollist is your caffeinated tabletop RPG break. It started as our exclusive Patreon show, but following a survey with our supporters, I am happy now to share its most recent episode here with you. If you enjoy this show, please consider checking out our archive of 100 or so additional episodes, which are still exclusive on Patreon. Hello, welcome for another Café Rollist. As usual, I like to cross borders as much as possible, and I got a great opportunity to do so with CyberConf, a French Pinking online convention which is coming. But I've got two tabletop RPG fans who are fluent in English today, I hope, because they're both from Canada. Hello, Mark, could you introduce yourself to our viewers, please?
Hi, my name is Mononc Marc. I am part of the Les Aventureux podcast, which is a RPG, tabletop RPG podcast that has been there for about 5 years. I'm also on my own, a streamer and a podcaster. So I do things on my own private channel as well. And, well, that's about it. I'm also going to be at the CyberConf, mostly on the broadcasting part of it.
Broadcasting as technical, or are you part of the Radio Libre, as I will?
You know what? Both. And that's the fun about it.
Dragon, could you introduce yourself, please?
So, yes, I'm Dragon Elvish. I played the RPG nearly since 2005 after I finished the high school. So, I'm not really a streamer, and I don't usually take time to just do OBS. And I'm not the guy that, I will just make all the income tax that it's related to streaming and other stuff that may just make my work harder as an accountant and with the government. So I'm not really streaming. I'm listening sometimes some podcasts and some streamer. I usually do some RPG in some Discord channel, but I'm not usually online. So.
Great. Well, you're not like me and Mark to some extent, desperate to monetize your private life in some fashion.
No.
So we got to.
Well, if I may introduce a little bit. Well, not introduce, but if I may interject you on that, if you guys at home, you think that kind of podcasting, broadcasting, whatever, streaming, it makes a lot of money. It doesn't. I've been in there for 5 years. I haven't made a cent. I'm not kidding.
I do a bit more. I'm very thankful for the, I believe it's $24 at the moment per month for everything I do, which technically amounts for an hour of my work when I'm working. So I'm an employee at the moment. So it's definitely better than nothing.
That's about 20 more dollars or pounds more than me. So that's good for you.
I mean, in pound, it's up in USA dollar or in
US dollars
in pound.
US dollars. Okay. So yeah, the conversion rate is better than it used to be, which is not good news for me anyway. But it's still quite bad. But you know, it shows interest. You know, it really encourages me every month knowing that a few people who still think it's worth that. It helps me motivate myself when I need to edit and so on. You know, sometimes you had a hard day and you're like, oh, I could just sleep, but much earlier. But this way, I'm back on Audacity doing things. What was I about to say? Yeah, we got an icebreaking question on this spin-off of my main show, which happened because of COVID, because I was in lockdown, like many people. What's your routine like at the moment, Mark? Is it different than it used to be before COVID, or what is it like? You wake up in the morning when you're not meeting a weird London-based streamer for an interview.
Well, actually, because I have some kind of a particular life. For about 10 years now, I've been, 10 years ago, should I say, I was declared invalid for many reasons, some of them physical. I don't have a job anymore. So being stuck at home, for me, that was typical Tuesday. And when they say, okay, you're all going to stay at home, do nothing, everyone was going crazy. They didn't know what to do. I was like, guys, just ask me what to do. This is my everyday life. I don't mind. So did my life change since the start of the COVID-19 or the confinements? Not really. Or should I say that it changed a bit? Because there's so many people now that are stuck at home as well that I have something like a game a day. I'm not kidding. When I say game, it's a tabletop RPG game, full-fledged campaign on Roll20 and Discord. So it's not what I do more, but what I do less. Because before the confinement, I was doing a lot of streaming on many platforms, gaming, a lot of gaming too, and that just went away. I think I've had time to play a computer game maybe twice in the last month.
Well, that's more than me. I mean that's not true. I'm playing Mario Kart every 2 days with my wife. So we got, when she's working from home, I'm also unemployed at the moment, well, since the end of January. So yeah, life is devoting myself a bit more to game design. Before we go to you, Dragon, regarding what you said, if it's not, intrusive of a question, I was wondering, do you find the situation sort of develop a bit more empathy towards people who are stuck home for physical reason or mental reasons? What's happening right now? Is there a bit more of understanding regarding people with disabilities being stuck home, Mark?
To tell you the truth, I don't think it has. People with disabilities have been on the news so much. They've talked more about the elderly. The elderly here, particularly in Quebec, there's been a big crisis of COVID-19 in the elderly centers. And they did not particularly got that well, talking about the government. For physical and handicapped people, to tell you the truth, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. And I'm kind of concerned because I've worked before I was called invalid, or I was invalid. I worked for 5 years in a handicap center where I was I'm searching for the term accompagnateur in English. My brain is farting right now.
Yeah, I know. So things can be switching from one language to another. I guess I would be assistant.
I was some kind of a personal assistant to one or two handicap people that was there. So I know what kind of life they can be they can live. They had this kind of, it was kind of a school for adults, but it was more like a place to socialize for them. And I'm right now, like, to be confined, those people, like, they're probably not well. And to tell you the truth, I can't wait for this crisis to go away, because those kind of people, they need to be together. They need to have a social life. And I was giving them as well some knowledge about computers, because in one of my past employment, I was on a technical help desk for a company here, an internet company. So I know a bit about computers, and I was teaching them the basic skills on the computers, you know, just how to use words, how to use a keyboard, and how to use a browser, you know. Not, and for some for some cases, like, don't go search for porn, let's say, into the school area. You know, it was as simple as that, but it's, I don't know. It just to think about that time, it makes me a bit nostalgic and worried about how they are right now.
Yeah, let's hope things settle by Easter. I guess that's the most.
I do hope that things have been put in place for them to have some kind of a social life online.
Yeah.
For my part, I was already on Discord and all the social media, so that was no problem for me. It was a problem when I was calling my parents, let's say, because they live in a very, we don't live in the same area in the province of Quebec. They live in a very remote area where there's not even internet in their house. And when I was calling them, the phoning system was kind of failing. And I was quite worried. I still is. And I can't wait for this to go away, just to, like, fades.
Yeah, well, crossing fingers. What about you, Dragon? Was it like being a remote accountant? I guess that's your situation.
I never really work at that accountant, so I have too many diploma, but I don't use it. At least currently, reading art history book is at least one of the things that when you got at least a bachelor degree on this field is... You don't feel bad when you read a book about art history. Is okay. I have a diploma. If I went to know more about contemporary artists, I should just read more. Even if sometimes I just went to look at Discord and wait for some of my play by post game that if someone will update something. That the problem when you don't have a job at the moment is, man, when I just stuck looking at the screen when I should not, I should just read one book completely from the front cover to the back cover. But in fact, here in Quebec, we technically have two phases where the second one is not really a lockdown since we don't close a shopping mall. I don't know why. But on spring, nearly on Friday the 13th, March. So yeah, Friday in March, it was. And the day after, we just the government decided to put the emergency state from Quebec and the other province in Canada just follow the day some day after or the day after. So they decide to close business, restaurant. They don't close for a restaurant to take out. But yeah, for the spring, we did not know when we would come back. During summer, I just go back to work and we just shut down, technically shut down again on October the 1st, but the announcement was someday before that. So currently, sometime I just got a job interview, like how I feel currently, but not in English, but in French. So sometimes it's just, in English, it's just, what can I say, but that does make sense for a job interview.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I got 4 job applications which are live at the moment, so I'm waiting for answer for that. It's job hunting. It's frustrating. Anyway, on going on more joyful things and going into things which bring us together when we are lucky to find our way around a electronic device. CyberConf is coming, which I believe is it's my favorite convention. It's the best convention online I attended so far. And I'm sort of frustrated that it's not in English. So I cannot share it with most of my friends. But here we are. How did you ended up? First of all, did you participate in the first CyberConf, Dragon?
Yes, I did run a game of Pathfinder 2nd Edition. I listening sometime for the Twitch. I was in the actual play of the game that is à l'intérieur de l'auberge. If Mac can correct me if it was the right title of the RPG name.
It was... il était une fois dans une auberge.
You mean...
Which is a tabletop RPG game that was made by a Quebecer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think
the
English title is You Are in an Inn. I think that's because I Googled it at a while. I'm designing a game which is sort of the opposite. So You Are in an Inn, sort of the game, everything happens at the inn where you meet at the beginning, you meet in a tavern. While I'm designing a game which starts at the end of the story when you defeated the dungeon.
For real?
That's the very end of the dungeon. So when I heard about it, I was like, I should check it out because they could be nice bookends for a library. What about you, Mark? What did you do as part of the first one?
Well, in the first CyberConf, when it was organized, they were all okay on the French time zone part of it. But then they were like, hey, could we go 24/7? But like no one wanted to be there in the night shift. And well, for those of you who played World of Warcraft, you know that, it might be even be the same for our English viewers, because you might have played with Americans too. It's the same for us French speaking players. There are French people. What is the night shift about? Well, it's Quebec people, of course. It's Americans, because yes, in a way, we're Americans. It's the continent, you know. It's not the country.
It brings back flashbacks to me of I didn't play that many MMORPGs, but I did play one called Dark Age of Camelot, and it was we had a French server, and it was like that. But that's a Quebec shift. Okay, it's time for me to go to bed. See you in the morning, and then in the morning you find out what they conquered, what we lost, this sort of stuff.
And because Les Aventureux, our podcast, did before a lot of collaboration with a lot of people in the staff, I know I've played some games with Samuel Sternan. I've been played for a while with Cécile, who's not in the staff, but she knows a lot of people. And they were all like, hey, why not contact Les Aventureux and we'll see from there, because we don't know anyone else in Quebec who are role players. So they contacted us, and from that part, we just like, yeah, we want to do the night shift. Why not? And at first, I didn't know where to go, but because I was the one who was in charge of the streaming with Les Aventureux, I proposed my services for that, and from then, well, they even got me a segment where I spoke about RPG a week. which is something that we it began here with one of our aventures, which is a kind of an answer to RPG a day. Maybe you know that in English.
Yeah, you said a week. Yes. And I thought a day because, yeah, Autocratic has been on the show a couple of times. So I was like, wait, what is he? Oh, yeah, okay, it's a week, not a day. Yeah.
Because 2 years ago, we were participating to the RPG a day. And we were like, we don't want that to only like be in August. We want to pursue this kind of, I don't know, feedback or ping pong between role players, and we wanted to. But anyway, that's another story. But for a part of it, like I was there. I made some shows. I had a lot of fun, a ton of fun. I didn't play a single game outside of the actual play that I, because even at first, like everyone was like, okay, no actual plays, only panels.
Oh, really? Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was like if you go back on the old videos on the French shift, there are no actual plays. Actually, the only actual plays are on the Quebec side, and we've done two, I think, or three. Three actually, if we count the one that was in the after CyberConv. And one of them was mine, and it was quite fun actually, because we participated with with people on Twitch. We made them part of the game. We asked for names because we were like, we don't know. We have no clue. Please give us some feedback. They did. And it's what I like about, all of this. It's all a ping pong game, you know? And that's what I lived through. In this first, the first convention, made a lot of contacts. Had a lot of fun. So when it came to, hey, we're going to do a second one. Us in Les Aventureurs, we were like, yeah, we want to do that again. Of course we will.
Amazing. I think CyberConf is unique in terms of being an online convention compared to all the others I attended. Origins was canceled. I went to Virtual Expo. I went to Acadecon. I went to Metatopia. But none of them had this 24/7 for 3 days ongoing stream, and it's not just about the content produced there, it's also the people in the chat room. They fired up because they've been there all time. Maybe they put it in the background as they're cooking or doing something like that. So yeah, the ongoing stream is something truly amazing. But sorry, Mark, you wanted to add something?
Well, I was just saying that was my only convention. So I was asking, like, if you're comparing to other conventions, what would you say? Is it good?
It's the gold standard. Really, it's truly the gold standard for me, CyberConf. And yeah, I'm planning trying to work out a way to try to encourage more transfer of expertise between online conventions, because it's been very messy. It's like the old west. Everybody reinvents the wheel each time. There's a lot of so conventions which are physical convention. They go online with their team, and their team is not, I think the strength of beyond what they actually deliver. I think the strength of CyberConf is that it's a convention which was born online, and it makes it very different than having Origins, Metatopia, or Virtually Expo, with all the goodwill they have. But they have their team, which is used to organize something physical. They go online, and it's actually a very different skill set, a very different set of interests to be able to deliver something online. So people who show up, they're not really aware of what's going on in the world of streaming. They're not very aware or to run a Discord. And in CyberConf, I saw so many people with very, very high level skills. I mean, I was just telling Akiel, who's having a very rough time now working on CyberConf, but she delivers those amazing overlays for Twitch. These are the best overlays I've seen. I think the only overlays which were as good, maybe better than that, the only one I saw were not at a convention, it was for a stream, and it's for RM Varsian, I think it's called, the person behind Godsfall, who did very beautiful ones in as part of the Frost Maiden promotion for Wizards of the Coast with Frost and different stuff. But really, Akiel's overlays are amazing, and the technical side of things is amazing, and being an ongoing live stream, I think it's mind-blowing. And like you, I did not even enjoy, I mean, at the time to take part to any game last year. I doubt I will have any time to do so this year, and there's so much more activity going on. And on that long intervention, I'm gonna segue Dragon here, because who's better than Dragon to tell us what else is happening at CyberConf? You're one of the guardians, if not the guardian, of our calendar, Dragon, are you?
So currently, from my section, as I would be answer also for the AutoCon that I have listening, newly for the 7 month that happened during the last CyberCon that was still this year. We did not finish 2020 yet. So for the activity, we have 4 activity that happened in Friday from 3 to 9 p.m. French hour from Paris. So it would be 9 to 3 for here in Quebec, or at least London and Paris is not so bad, the difference in time zone.
Is there is the calendar available online already somewhere? Can people see it on the website?
I will just validate on the website of the CyberCon.
As soon as that is available, I will include the link in the description of the episode so people can go click and check it out. In an easier fashion. We got Ala Cocaine who's with us in the chat room. Hello.
So I think it will be soon that they put the calendar visible for everybody, but that is the information that I have.
We actually forgot to mention it's starting this Friday, so 27th of November through the 29th, that's when you want to hit the Twitch channel and the Discord to do all those activities.
Yeah, so we have 8 activity on Saturday from 10 to 9 p.m. In French, France, Paris hour. 7 activity on Sunday from 10 to 9 PM, that is also French for Paris time zone. And those are activities that is not part of the live streaming, but is in part of the channel on the Discord channel of the CyberCon.
So that stuff for people, I did not book any activity, but I'm going to have a stand, a booth, a virtual booth on the Discord, and people there, game designers, publishers, content creators like Mark. Some of us signed up to have a booth, and we'll be running the booth and running activities there. So with a very brushstroke, Dragon, what sort of activities are on offer? Is it mainly short games or other types of things?
Currently, the is more a construct animation that is not a mere animation that you would find in a stand in a booth and many convention like the stuff, but activity that usually when you see a calendar in a physical convention is those activity that show up and in the section that would show up that is not part of the RPG game, because sometimes it's already listed in the calendar, but some of the panel that usually you see in Comic-Con or some gaming convention that about a designer that give a speech. Of course, we some we did a meeting to see what would fit in the calendar and what would not be is just your sales speech of your stuff that is sadly what we take care to not include it, because we evaluate also what could have a potential to maybe take 1 hour and not something that is, yeah, you are those organizations, but you just pitch your sales speech for 1 hour. So it just, nope, we have taken care of.
So a lot of meet and greets and Q&A and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Mark, of course. Have you heard of any activity you thought was interesting?
I didn't even have the time to look the activities, but I can tell you that there are some activities like that are not part of the what will stream online, and of the many games that will be on the Discord and that are logged right now, that are available right now through the website and. What's the name of the place again? Let me check. ConventionRolliste.org. All the games are there. On top of this, yes, there are activities. I don't know any of those. To tell you the truth, I'm not the one who you should talk about that, but I know there are some. So I don't know if you, Dragon, you know anything about it, but if you do, go on.
I can share the link, or someone already shared the link on the Twitch, but those I saw the list. I did not really register, and I'm not sure. I was not in the mood to just, which hour is it in Quebec or something. So
no, don't worry about it.
Maybe I will register to something, but I will wait a little bit first. I will.
So we got a potpourri of different activities by publishers and designers.
Yeah, we do.
I will be. For instance, I will be there. Maybe I will try to interview people there to release later. Maybe in English. I don't know. I'm planning also to have if designers or just enthusiasts would like to be interviewed on the show, I will be there to take names, so people can show up and we can book an interview at a later date. And I will be telling about my game design work, also maybe run a demonstration on the fly of Paris Gondo, the life-saving magic of inventorying. You were saying Convention Rollist. Did you mean cyberconf.org, or do you mean is it another website, Mark?
Well, actually, the way you go, if you want to schedule a game or to join a game as a player, it's not quite actually on the site of the CyberConf, CyberConf.com. If you go there and you scroll a little bit down, there's a link for you to get you into one of those games, which is on another website. If you're lost or whatever, on the YouTube channel of the CyberConf, there is right now a tutorial that is in French, but still, it's there. There's a tutorial to tell you how to plan a game or to join one, with all the particularities that are in the games. There are like if you go and you check the games, there are some. You can see if there is if it's for adults, for children, appropriate for children, if there are some violence, if they will be some emotional tools that will be used in the game and all is there. Like, it's very well made. Again, I didn't have time to even like participate in one of those games in the first Sibakov. I doubt I will have time to do it again. So I can't really tell you how it really, really works, but I know that there were a lot of games, so I know that people know how to work it. So if they do, you can too. And if you're lost, don't worry, because there's a channel on the Discord server of the Sibakov, which is called Je suis perdu. I am lost.
That's
because
brilliant.
We found that there were people who knew nothing about everything on computers, especially Discord. So they were like there, and they're like, "Hey, I have a game. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to click. I know nothing about all this. Can you help me?" And there are people who are there to help you. And that's might be a small thought, but it's something big for me. Like this is very great. I really love that.
The Discord, there's such a wide offer of stuff. It makes the Discord difficult to navigate, even for someone who's tech savvy. And I know a lot of people who want to play more online, but they're struggling. So having a room like that, it's really helpful. And also, I was really impressed to find out this year that the CyberConf is going the extra mile. And I haven't heard of any other online convention doing it. We will have accessibility helpers. I'm not sure if it's the right term, but we will have people on the Discord trained to help people with visual impairments or hearing impairments. And there are things like bots which are going to transcribe live games which are run on Discord, especially for people who have hearing impairments. So there's a lot of effort put into making the event accessible to the widest audience that you could imagine. And I think it's great. I hope it go very well, and I hope it will offer an opportunity for a lot of people who haven't been able, or for who it's difficult to find games online, that it will be the opportunity for them to play those games.
I can't wait to see how this goes, to tell you the truth, because as I said before, I've worked with handicapped people in my life, and to see that this kind of attention is like, I didn't even know those kind of bots were available. Before the CyberConf 2.0.
They would be useful for me for when I run playtests, when I need a transcription for my own purpose. So actually, those would be useful to me.
To tell you the truth, before I have played in some of my streams, in some of my actual plays, with people who weren't not familiar, but who weren't allies. Why is my brain not translating this in English?
Well, you can tell it in French.
Ease.
Yeah, they weren't at ease with just speaking. Mm-hmm. They were mostly transgender people. So I was like, okay, it's okay. First, there's no camera. Second, if you don't want to talk, that's okay. Well, like, you can just type on your keyboard. And if this kind of bot exists for I don't know if it's for deaf, or even if there are some things for blind people too, I'm not sure.
We were discussing how character sheets should not be in JPEGs but in PDFs. So there were some training which happened regarding how do you make your game easier for a reading software. So a software which will go through a document and read it out loud for people with visual impairments.
Well,
so
I can't wait to see how this goes and how easy it is to use this, because if it's easy, believe me, I'm going to use it. Because I've done some RPGs with people who are just typing, and sometimes it's kind of hard to follow. There's not the same kind of emotion, you know, in a talk game than when people are writing. So if there is some kind of a bot that is translating it with voice, maybe the emotion won't be there because the technology is not there yet, but it'll be a step up, and I can't wait to see how this goes, to tell you the truth.
I think it's a tremendous amount of work, and it's a big endeavor. So for me, it's the sort of things which you probably need to work on over several editions before you code Steam with it. But I think that the initiative is really great. Is it part of your calendar, Dragon? The different panels, the table ronde, which are going to happen. Are there any which caught your eye especially?
Not really. So, I will maybe look at what we schedule.
While you look, I can talk about mine. I'm gonna have one about Le Voyage dans le Temps, time travel. Actually, I should have I'm very happy last minute a panelist joined my table, and they are from Canada. It's B. Zelda from the Broadswords, so who's been on my show a couple of times. So I'm very, very happy that they agreed to join us, and I really look forward to that.
So I know some people talking about accessibility on top of my head from the what we got. I will just put the answer that what we know already. I forget that we have a great amount of activity that is related to the LARP community, so the live action role playing game. So in French, it would be AGN, so Grandeur Nature. That is the term here used in French, in Quebec, LARPing. And LARPing in English.
It's quite fascinating. This I'm not sure about the acronym. It's LARC or something like that. But the idea of Grandeur Nature live action role playing game, but online, it's interesting because it starts really to merge with what is a tabletop or a story game role playing game freestyle and a live action role playing game, but online. Yeah. It's really fascinating, this sort of thing. I'd be very curious to join one at some point.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it would be if we hear something is alarm test that we have here in the building. So it would be some LARP. I'm not sure if is it just based on the online aspect with LARPing, or it just a regular LARPing in the time when this was not a plague that happened worldwide. But yeah, that is some LARPing notion about the activity.
I'm not sure if it's happening anymore, but there was a plan to stream one of those LARPs as part of the stream, but I don't know, it was very early, and I don't know if in the end it was happening.
This is the point that I'm not sure. Sin is maybe not in my section, so
things are very dynamic and moving. Are you aware of any table ronde panel down in Quebec, Mark, or any table ronde which caught your eye in terms of a topic? I don't know if you're aware of them.
For the panels in Quebec, yes, I had a lot that I knew. We've had a lot of cancellations, and like yesterday. So me and Christophe Pilule Rouge from the Les Aventureux podcast again, we're really trying to turn around and to find people we found something to replace this. Of course, there will be some panel about traveling. There are some actual plays as well, with us. I've heard, there will be an actual play of Final Girl on Sunday night. Of course, when I say Sunday night, it'll be on the Quebec side of it. So in France, it'll be in the morning, and it's the same for the United Kingdom. There are there's a panel about traveling in the country, in the land of the dream, in Cthulhu.
Oh.
And there are many people who will come. Some will. There's one who will talk about Barbarians of Lemuria. There's even there's this guy who's doing some tabletop RPG vlogs on YouTube while he's driving. So he'll come to tell us about that.
Is that legal? That doesn't sound legal.
Well, I know how he does it. Actually, he uses his cell phone, and he when he's at a stop sign or a light, he puts it there, press on record, and then it's there. It doesn't move, and he talks to the phone while he's driving. So I don't know if you can say it's legal or not, but he's very famous about it. Because that's what he always do, and the only time he doesn't do it in his car, he does it he does his vlog while washing the dishes or chores in the house. But he'll come and tell us about that. Still, it's a trip. He's moving.
Yeah, you know, it sounds cool. It sounds spontaneous. Authentic is what it's called on TikTok and Instagram. That's what people crave.
I think we forget to mention that the theme for the second edition of the CyberCon is Le Voyage, so traveling. Yeah. Since we don't really travel... except some weird people that I don't even know why they decide to just go out and just, yeah, well, the Asher, they will maybe not cover your insurance. So if you get sick somewhere else, we may not cover that.
Yeah,
you know the consequence.
We travel to the means of a role-playing game. I wanted to mention a bundle also. There's a bundle which is put there to support charities. And I'm especially proud that there should be more added to that, but there's already 6 tabletop role-playing games in English, which are part of this bundle. So I think the bundle price will be, people decide the price, but will be, I believe, around starting at 15 euros. So that would be $15 or, I guess, £13, something like that. But if you want to grab a digital copy of Nibiru's The Soul Traders, a game of Destiny Dream Chaser, Fragnarok Capers by Craig Campbell, or Titan Effect, which is a Savage World game, you can grab them with that bundle, which I will be also including in the description. And of course, these are only the games. So those are the 6 games in English, because we got 127 game in that bundle when you include, of course, all the ones which are in French. So it's great to practice your French. And if you're already fluent with French, I mean, there's some very big games in there, stuff like Chroniques Oubliées Contemporains. They did an amazing work, collating all of that. Do you know if there's any Canadian game designers who have games in that bundle?
Well, I know I've seen Omniscience, which is a game that was made by Christophe, by Pilule Rouge from Les Aventureurs. I've seen it there. There's I see here, Vous êtes dans une auberge, so you are in an inn.
So it's in there.
Which is made by Ludomancien. Searching anything else. Obviously, I've seen some great names, as you were, it was starting before. I've seen Shadowrun or Anarchy. I've seen, Legend des Elements, Legend of the Elements, which, lets you play as, Avatar, the last Airbender and his friends. I've played this game. It's a very fun game. Seriously, Flippon RPG, Milvo, those are French, again. But it,
by the way,
big names, Noblesse Oblige.
If anyone clicks on the link, I will post. Actually, I could post it now. Yes. Right on top, things are well done because you can filter them by language. So you can have all the ones in French or all the ones in English with just a click, which that's super convenient, especially for me when I will be talking about them on the table round. Yeah, I think, you know, CyberConf, what I find really nice, and it's funny when you tell the story, it sounds like a second thought. I find it's very nice that we finally have something which brings together French speakers from different countries and time zones. Did you continue interactions in between the two CyberConf with players from France or other countries thanks to CyberConf?
Personally, I did a bit, especially with Akiel and Olchad. We're in the talks right now to do an actual play. I can't say more about it, but we'll know more in about January. It's supposed to be something big, like a 4 session at a time in the same campaign. So regrouping like something like 20 streamers, YouTubers, role players around the globe. But again, in French, but still, I can't say more about it now, but it's in the talks.
I'm very interested in that at the moment. I'd like to do more to reach out. I hope on this show to have someone from the Guadeloupe being interviewed here in English. But I'd really like to reach out to French speaker from speakers from across the world. Dragon, I hope you don't mind me asking, was French your first language? I don't know anything about you, so.
Technically, I lost the one of the Chinese dialect that is not one of the main ones, so I don't even remember what is the name of the dialect. And now I have so many people here. Oh my god. Testing, allowing fire, allowing is so bad here.
We're hearing you. You're not on fire, so.
No, it's fire alarm test. Oh, yeah. So it's just real. It's, at you least know, they did announce it, but I totally forget it was
it's
today.
It's really appropriate for something for people who discover CyberComp. Régie en feu is our favorite hashtag on the stream. So the, what do you call that? Régie in English. The soundboard on fire or something like that is the running cool
technical team, the behind the camera team, team. Yeah. We were quite, because of course when there is live action or live panels, everyone who've done it before can say that it doesn't always go as you want. And it's the same for the first CyberConf. A lot of boo-boos happened. And we had to react very fast for that. Akiel Fire is some kind of a superhero because she has done a lot in so few time, that she had. And we did the same as well. Again, cancellations at the last minutes. For people who are just watching, it might be nothing. But for us on the broadcasting side, it's like, oh God, I gotta retouch all my freaking overlays. Because it's not only the photo, it's the name, the contact, your Twitter handle, all this. You gotta change all of that. And because you're going to probably invite someone else on the panel on the actual play, like, it's okay. Well, now I got to test is camera, is microphone, how does it work? Like, there's a lot of work you have to do and you guys don't see. And for you, it's just like, oh, well, you're just replacing someone with another person. Well, no, it's not only that. There's a lot of work behind that as well.
There's and a tremendous amount of work, yeah.
Is it maybe now the teachers also need to work how to do Zoom with maybe 15, 20, 30 people just that would be in the classroom, but now they just need to mute one and just
On our side, it's such a delight when you're the speaker, because compared to here today, like, I'm doing everything myself, having someone so keen and qualified behind to deal with all of that, it makes our experience more comfortable. But you know the little thing, the little hiccups which happen, I think that's what makes really the charm, and that makes it what Twitch is appealing to people. I think that's something they lost on television. Because they don't really have live shows anymore. Even if it's live, there's a slight delay so they can cut off a curse word or something. It still feels spontaneous, and you got this proximity, this intimacy of seeing something live. And if there's a little screw up, it's like, yeah, we all laugh about it in the chat room, and yeah, we sympathize with the technicians trying to fix it.
Well, to tell you the truth, what I've learned more about streaming, I've learned it through fuck-ups, through that streamers got live. Like, everything was not working well, and they had to... I found out that they were streaming all their desktop, their computer desktop. Everything was happening live. And they were like, oh, we got to fix it live. It doesn't work. You know, so like they were showing everything in OBS, and I was like, "Oh, that's how you okay, you use it all green, and then you make the green disappear, and here you use a GIF so it looks like it's moving or not." You're like, "Oh, that's how you do it, okay?"
It's not magic.
You don't have, You don't have that kind of interaction on TV, you know, on normal TV, but you do on Twitch, or on live show on the internet, because it's people like me and you. We're just using our computers to broadcast our things, and when things go south, well, you see it live. For real, it's not a big broadcasting network that will, okay, we're going to put the technical difficulties and then we're going to talk. No, we got to do it right now. And that's what we did with the Cyberconv in the first part of it. I even remember at some part that's something I tried. On one of my segments, I was like, I want to do an actual play with you guys, one of you, like, come here. So I had to go into the overlay live while I was speaking with people, change the overlay, change the image, change the name tag, the Twitter, all of this.
Can do that now?
While I was doing this.
Oh, the Discord handle when you pop up with the round thing that appear green when you talk.
I know people are like, they don't want to do that. I have no fear. No, I don't care about that. Like, it's for me, it's fun. Like, I'm showing you guys at home how I do it and to show you that, hey, you can do it too.
But make sure you have the RAM to do it. So if you have a
I've seen some streams that didn't have a lot of RAMs or didn't have a lot of computers or big computers. Of course, it's going to be maybe a lot less polished, or there might be some hiccups. But still, you can do it. You can.
Yeah, or you don't have you don't have the broadband like me today, because I got people on Twitch complaining live that the stream is not going very well. But that's why I record and then I put it on YouTube, because there you don't have the problem as much. I'm sure we'll have a lot of hiccups for people to enjoy CyberConf 2.0. I would be very surprised if the régie was not on feu again. We're running out of time. It's been a pleasure having you both.
Same.
Dragon, same. What's your finishing word? Do you have anything else to plug? And what's your goodbye? And then we go with.
So, for those here that are listening in Quebec and maybe in some Canadian or Montrealer that just left the country or somewhere in the world, that the announcement for the Festival de Reconnaissance should be up there in the upcoming day. So,
cool.
One of the Montreal convention that we have.
Is it going online as well?
It's going online. One of the organizers of the Draconis is in Les Aventureux, and they weren't sure at first because some of them didn't know squat about online roleplay game. Played their first game online on Roll20 last year, and it wasn't one of my games. And I was like, "Oh my god, have you used Discord before?" No. Have you used Roll20 before? No. I was like, and now they're like, okay, we're still in confinement. There's still COVID-19 out there. What do we do? We can't have this convention. No, we're going to have it online, but we know nothing about it. So I was like, hey guys, don't worry. We'll be there. We had some experience with the CyberConf. We'll bring this experience with you. We probably won't be as pretty, but still, it's gonna
Come
be
on,
there.
Mark, you're not that ugly. You look all
right. Well, okay, thank you. I'll take the compliment. I'm not sure about what is the website, but if you're searching Draconis Montreal role playing convention, it's a French convention though, just like the CyberConf. But it's the biggest tabletop RPG convention in French Canada. There's this one. If you want to have a convention about tabletop RPG in French, in not only in Canada but in North America, this is the place to go to. I've experienced so many new RPGs there. I've met so much friends there through Draconis. I cannot recommend it more. And I can't wait to see how it'll go online right now.
According to the website, it seems to be February 28th till March the 1st. Sorry, Dragon, you were about to say it. Sorry for cutting you off.
Technically, is some people send the game in English also. So,
yeah,
the first convention did happen for this one in 2006 to 2009, and after they closed for nearly a decade, so they just came back 2017 to to this year through the convention here in Montreal that is organized by La Ville de Montréal, the Montreal City, that is from the library system that is Montreal Joue, so Montreal Gaming or Game, so Joue, the verb tense of
Montreal. It's part of a bigger festival that is called Montreal Joue, which is Montreal Play in English, I think. As Dragon said, and to confirm what you said before, it's always the first weekend of March. Always. So if you're wondering what are the dates, it's always that.
Yeah, no, technically, is the last one of
February. Okay. Yeah. All right. Takes.
I got, like, apparently it's already, people can already sign up or maybe book their games. There's something on Warhorn.net. It's Festival Dragon is 2020, February 28th. March the 1st. I will try to go come run some Paris Gondo, the life saving magic of inventorying there, and maybe try to have some of the organizers on the show. That would be cool. I was wondering about Draconis. Do you have a 24-hour stream? Because the French could do the night watch this time for you.
I'm not into the organizing part of Draconis, but we've suggested it. I'm not sure if they are familiar with streaming or even Twitch. One of them, as I said before, had his first game on Roll20 last year, because for the rest of it, all his games were in real time, in IRL, in real life.
In 2020 or 2019?
You mean
earlier this year? Or
did he play Roll20 for the first time? Was it?
Oh, in 2020. No, this year, earlier this year, beginning of the summer. But will it go live? If it is, I'm happy to help. Because I've done it for Cyberconve. I did a lot of streamings for Les Aventureux or my own Twitch channel, Mon Oncle Marc. I'm going to propose it for them. And as you said, this time, if it's online, it'll be open for people overseas. Come and play with us, of course. And as Dragon said before, there are some tables in English. I forgot about that. The convention itself is in French, but if you're an English speaker from in England, and you're like, I like this back. Oh, maybe I'll learn a word or two in French, but I'm not quite sure if I can join a table.
Because
you can come in Draconis. There are some games in English.
Because in the first name of the convention, the first name before it, for 2006 to 2008, I think, or 2017, the first name was Royal Con. So it was not the most French convention that was. So it was not the...
There's French the language and French the country, so you don't have to be Republican to speak French.
No, you don't.
Because Royal Con is not the...
Well, Royal is still a word in French as well, you know? Yeah. It's just not pronounced the same way. Royal.
It reminds me... So, do you know what... Do you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese convention in Belgium?
Please don't shoot me in the head.
A Royal Con. I will extend the invitation on the other side. On the December 5th, we've got Dragon Meet here in London, which is going online also. So it's a great opportunity for people across the Atlantic or anywhere really to come join us and play and celebrate. I keep trying to invite people to Dragon Meet, physical convention. There was supposed to be a delegation of French designers and a delegation of Portuguese designers, which I sort of motivated to come. And then COVID happened, so it did not happen this year. But at least it's online, so it's easier. So until people can travel to London, UK, not London. I think it's Ontario. It's London also.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. All right. We need to go because I was on the phone with my mother, who's trying to reach me for some reason. So, Mark, what's your goodbye? And do you have a final thing to plug?
If I have something to plug, it'll be Les Aventureux. Right now we're going through some changes. We'll don't know how this will go for the podcast. The community will still be there though in Discord. For the rest of it, if you're interested in Les Aventureux, for now, we have a website, lesaventureux.com. We still have a YouTube channel and a Twitch channel, Les Aventureux. If we search for us, you'll find it. You won't have any problems. There's a Discord server. If you want to join one of our games, one of our campaigns, some of them are open table. For the rest of it, well, I have a channel as well, on which I do some actual play as well, some gaming, though in the last couple of weeks, I even say months, wasn't really there. I do some game streaming on cell phone as well.
Oh, wow.
Through a little app that's called Omelette, which is totally free. You can stream some cell phone games, which I found very funny, to tell you the truth, to do. And, well, for the rest of it, good night, good day, good evening, according to what time zone you're in or to, when you're going to listen to this, and bon aventure, good adventure.
Great. What did I want to add? Yeah. For people maybe watching this from Canada, anywhere in the world, I'm always very happy to have guests from all over the world. So please feel free to reach out to me. If you want to be on the microphone to tell about a project you have or anything really, just your enthusiasm for tabletop role-playing game, you will be very welcome to join me to do so. For now, I also like we did today. Please, the thing I keep forgetting because I'm not a successful YouTuber or Twitcher, follow the channel. Oh, the button is, well, it's not a button, it's just a GIF, but you need to find the button on the FFS. Follow us on Twitch and subscribe on YouTube and leave us a little comment and a like and this sort of thing. And apparently it helps to be noticed by more enthusiasts with who to share the hobby. So thanks again, Mark and Dragon. And I look forward to next Friday when we'll start doing our stream. And I think we even passed the torch on somewhere late 1 a.m. here in London. I will be the one passing the torch to the Quebec team, so I really look forward to that on Saturday.
For real? Well, then we'll see us again, because I've been told I'll be there.
Régie en feu, see you!
Yeah.
See you.
Our logo is designed by Roland Kunz. Our theme song is Playtime by Jazar, which you can download on the Free Music Archive. A video version of this episode is available on YouTube. Please consider subscribing to our channel there. Leave us a review on your favorite podcasting platform. If you would like more Café Rollist, you can also get access to our archive of 100 or so additional episodes via Patreon. If you want to be informed of everything released by the Rollist, we have a monthly newsletter for you to join. And if you want to contribute via the chat room to one of our recordings, subscribe to our Twitch channel and social media accounts to be informed of when streams are happening. Finally, links to everything I just mentioned can be found in the description of this episode. Thanks for listening to us, and remember, you are the Rollist.